I don't remember what we do. Why are we here again?
I gotta snap myself out of it here. I was like falling asleep, waiting for people to show up.
Yeah, Audaxius.
Dude. So, hey everybody, this is the Loose Screws Podcast. I'm Commander Jantrax, and tonight I'm joined by Craig. Oh, and Lark Shadow. Lark Shadow showed up. He's the only one. The rest of you are dead to me. Or busy.
Probably busy, but also mostly dead.
Mostly dead. So, how's it going, Lark Shadow, on this fine Thursday?
Oh, yeah.
Did I say the date? I usually say the date. What's this? This is the episode is 225 for March 14th, 2024.
33:10. Yeah, I'm tired too, man.
Yeah. So we seem to be on a Thursday schedule, and for some reason I seem to be on the same week I do my other podcast schedule. So interesting things afoot. Anyway, it's fine. This worked out. This may just be sort of a simple episode, but a little bit of stuff has happened, so we can do an update. That sounds fine. What's been keeping your life rolling lately, Lark?
Oh, my wife had a little 24-hour gastrointestinal bug earlier this week, so I've been taking care of her and the house and working and basically I'm tired.
Doing all the things.
Yeah. Snapped a little bit today, but that's on me. I just need to get my feels under control. But otherwise, I've actually been good. Finally got in to see a Titan and like even shoot at it and crap and died a bunch. And it was great. We'll cover that more later.
Yeah.
How about you, man?
What's the things? All the things. Yeah, just things are going, working along here. And we're going away for a couple of days tomorrow afternoon. So Friday, we record this on, we're recording on a Thursday. Yeah, so we're going away for the weekend with a bunch of my wife's friends from grad school. And we're going to do like a...
Oh, fun.
We got like a rented a cabin kind of thing, going to hang out, just get away and do a like a murder mystery thing they got. Apparently I'm somebody's pool boy. So that's going to be great.
So for a Christmas party this last year, I got to do a murder mystery dinner for the first time ever. And is that as long as you like commit 100% to however silly the part is, it is a blast.
Yeah, yeah. I've studied the part very little at this point. I guess I need to. Maybe I'll have a few minutes while we're driving or something. Maybe wife will drive for part of it and all. Anyway, I do want to try. I just feel very tired right now, and the thought of it is like whatever. But families are coming. Everybody's. You know, it's going to be a big thing. So my kiddo's going to be there. She's got some part. She's going to be like some part of the serving staff or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
Nice. But, yeah, in mine.
Yeah,
I was.
They're excited.
In mine, I was a Nazi lieutenant who was actually a British spy who was in love with the character that my wife was playing.
I think my character works for my wife's character. I think I'm her pool boy.
Ooh.
So.
I don't mean that in any way, but I mean that in a way.
Good. We'll see how it goes, I guess. Because I need to read my card. But yeah, we did some... I was not present for the explosion of Tyrannus.
Oh, you
were? I was working that day. No. I had to be working on a Sunday.
Oh, that's
awesome. As you sometimes do. So I was at the studio, and so I missed that one. I have gotten some licks into Ligong already, and actually, right now, since we're recording, I thought I'd pop in on Tyrannus, which has become accessible.
More like to was this. I don't know. I got nothing.
Anyway, yeah. So I'm set up to drop in there. Maybe so I don't know. Maybe we'll tag the squad update and then I'll drop in here and just drift around while we talk about things. I'll tell you what. All right, I'm gonna play this squad briefing and here we go.
Incoming priority message.
Squadron briefing.
So it occurs to me just now that we probably should have talked about who's doing what before we started, but here we are. I'll do squad and the Galnet, I guess.
Sure.
So in the squadron, we still have an election going on in Kalarim that we still don't care about. And Kalarim has a system state of famine, which is appropriate. And that's all we can say about that. We also have a war in Begalis versus the United Labor, which I believe we want to win. And currently we are down 0-1.
It's because everybody's fighting Titans.
Yeah, it's not like there's anything else going on. As proof of everything else going on, we have 5 overheating systems. See the orders to see what's cooking and pick one to cool it off. We also have 4 systems that need to start cooking and have our influence raised. Again, see the orders to see which ones. Or you can just continue punching Legong in the nads, whatever floats your boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've pulled back their BGS ambitions basically until we start seeing more activity. You know, there's no need to create a bunch of work for the BGS crew if they're going to be kind of away.
Which is fair, because this Thargoid war at this stage has us all by the balls because we just want to see it finished.
Yeah. So, and I guess on that note, there has been a Galnet article 2 days ago. What did that one say, Lark?
So that was talking about, it was weird that it happened 2 days ago because we only were able to start accessing Tyrannus today. And we don't know if the article was early or Tyrannus was late, but either way, it's funny.
Yeah.
And basically it's yielding, extensive data research. I watched a couple videos of people exploring it just so I could know what we're in for and have something to talk about for it. And there's 4 brand new mats in there that we've never seen before.
All right, let's see if I can scoop some. I'm going in now. It's all green.
What's that noise? Oh, yeah, my carrier's jumping. Never mind.
All's fine and well.
The horn went, and I was like, what is happening? I'm usually not on it when it jumps.
Yeah.
So, 4 new materials. Not stuff you pick up in your your cargo, but like actual inventory
materials
for potential engineering down the road. One of those things I saw from Reddit is Titan drive components.
Okay.
And I have no idea.
Definitely
what that
haven't
means.
Seen that.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means, but man, there's a lot of speculation you can do with just those 3 words.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Titan drive components, so we can maybe spend more time in which space?
Well, I mean, the Titan drive, that's the thing that made it go like seemingly faster than light in normal space. So, I can see something through the cloud. I'm starting to see some debris here. It's very green and dim and quiet.
Really and quiet, which is a change.
Yeah.
On the subject of Legong, Legong has dropped to compromised in the damage resistance because we took all its systems back and it's like, ha, 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 as we punch it in the face.
So, all but 3, yeah. I'd done some battling against it earlier in the week and when the damage resistance was very high. And it was tough. It was tough to get
really
many bonds out of it.
Yeah, sorry. It was really interesting to see with the high damage resistance on not only your stream, but others as well, just how fast the heart would heal between runs at it.
Mm-hmm.
And never mind healing at the daily tick, basically back to 100%.
Well, no, I mean, it wasn't, it was, I mean, we whittled it down considerably. In fact, this morning, like when it was only just hours in, it was still at like 90% dead, that first heart. I'm not sure if or by how much it healed. I would have to look up. I was expecting it to, but I, of course, you know, here we are in North America. I didn't have a chance to look at the data when the tick first rolled over, but.
Right.
But anyway, you know.
And it's not like the tick is prone to move around without warning either.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Propulsion elements, protective membrane. Oh, so there's a bunch of stuff that we already have. I think I might just throw out some collectors here.
But that's what's going on with Lagong and Tyrannus. As far as I know, Oya is still the next lowest one.
Probably, yeah. Oya has the next lowest amount of controlled systems, I think, so far.
It's going to have even less, because after I'm done collecting mats, I'm going to head over towards Oya space and start freeing systems to get ahead of what's going on with Lagong.
That's cool.
Mostly because I'm better at that than the whole Titan fiasco. So,
yeah. Well, okay. So then today the Thursday tick goes over, you know, the Thargs Day tick. And it drops to, yes, it is lower damage resistance than Tyrannus ever was. It's compromised. And the damage is pretty brutal. I hopped in earlier and with two, I was hopped in on Psykit's stream.
Nice.
And so I think like with two other people in the instance, we were managing to 0% it and making almost 4 million per run. So
dang.
Very much easy to make that 2 million minimum within the week. Something's lighting up this cockpit. What is that light source? Interesting. Some of this stuff, there's like light sources that I can't tell where they're coming from in here. This green light. Anyway. So what was I saying? And then, so anyway, very easy to get in there. You should definitely get in there as soon as you can because the hearts are falling. I think three of them are down already and we're basically day one of the attack proper.
So I'm looking at DCOH right now. There are five hearts remaining and, heart number five, which is what's being worked on right now, is already at 9%. Last I looked, it was at 1, and that was about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, and that counts up, to be clear. So that means it's just started. The third heart has just started. Or sorry, the fourth heart has just started.
Yeah, so the third heart's down, fourth heart's on the way.
Yeah. So
that's basically what's been going on in game.
That's the story.
Most people have been doing the Thargoid War stuff because we got teased with a new ship. Mm-hmm. And holy crap, did that motivate the player base.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. And they did say it was going to be tied to the story of this update, didn't they?
They did, which makes me wonder what Matt Falcon DeLacy needs from the Tyrannus wreckage.
Right. Yeah, or what that has to do with it. It's confusing. There was talk on Lave Radio that I heard. They were equally confused by what that could possibly mean, which I understand. So I don't know what that means either, because it seems like it ought to be power play, because they directly said that it was like a PvP ship, right?
So, or that it would be really good at it, yeah.
Yeah. I just saw a couple of frameshift anomalies, so that's interesting. It was the very moment I sent out a collector limpet at this Thargoid carapace.
Oh, see, that's where you went wrong.
The sound is really eerie in here. In fact, I'm going to turn it up on my end. It's not going to the stream, but... sorry, my cargo scoop needs to...
And I just realized I flew to the system without any of my fire groups set. Yay! Okay, where the frick is...
There is an interceptor there.
Holy, lots of fleet carriers. But moving on, the dev news.
Yeah.
Sadly, Holly, who we all grew to love in just a couple of Frontier streams that she was in, is leaving the company. from what she posted on Twitter, it basically looks like she got a better offer and took it and is trying to grow in her career and move up and on. And I say, good for her. She's a freaking delight. So I wish her the best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, she'll be missed, and those will be tough shoes to fill. I'm not excited about that.
But from dev news, sure. That's basically all that's been going on this last week.
Yeah, there's just this. Yeah, there's this wreckage here. This is pretty cool. I will say this is pretty cool. It is constantly making me caustic, but it's pretty slow rate of caustic. It's going to take a while for my sinks to run out, and then I'm sure I'll be able to out-heal it with a repair limpet.
Yeah,
size 5.
I just got to the system. I'm setting up my fire groups, and they're going to drop in.
Yeah. So anyway, this is pretty neat. I will poke around here a little bit more, but I'm trying not to get too distracted so I can actually talk. But yeah.
Right.
That's about all there is, except I guess we can talk some community corner stuff. So
we can.
This Canon event, lighting the Guardian beacons, lighting all the Guardian beacons at the same time. Well, that's going to go off on Saturday. They've picked a date. It's the 16th. That is 2 days from now. And that's when it's going to happen. Probably nothing's going to happen, but now you know. You've been warned.
And from the Project Guardian Lighthouse channel in the Canon
Discord. That's the name of it that I was trying to think of and then trying to cover myself.
You did great. You did great. But from the Project Guardian Lighthouse, according to this, to be in this chat between 20 and 2015 UTC game time on March 16th. And... basically log into the game anytime, but be in that channel when they're ready to go. And everything else is explained in the pinned messages there. And even if nothing happens, it should be a fun time getting everyone together and trying to herd all those cats to the same destination.
Definitely. Definitely.
Outside of that, we also have an update from Deteri's Elite. I wanted to shout out specifically because it was because of him that I was able to get past the pulse wave finally.
Okay, so what was the detail for you that wasn't clicking that helped you through? Okay. I definitely tried to advise you, and clearly I wasn't getting it work.
You
I
and
wasn't
everyone else in the Screws Discord. And it's nothing against you guys. It's just it wasn't clicking until I could like see it in action in a certain view. Basically... how I understood it in my mind was that you had to get to the top exactly when the wave hit you. And that just was not working and was not working.
Oh,
was not working.
So do you think you were waiting too long kind of thing?
Yeah, I was running it and then it would turn off right before the wave hit me is what I was doing. Because I had already
you're firing
run
it too
it.
Early. Okay.
Yeah. And from watching Deteri's thing, the trick is you really just have to, on that little progress bar for the charge, you really just, to get through the wave easily, just have to be somewhere between halfway and the end. And as long as you're that, you'll get through it.
Yeah.
And I did not understand that.
I think that seems right. It's because what I've noticed is sometimes I get it like dead on perfect. And I charge it and it gets to peak charge, like just as the thing washes over me. And I basically get no pushback whatsoever. But most of the time I'm a little bit late and it's still kind of like in the charging phase or what appears to be the charging phase when the wave hits me. And I get slowed down and maybe sort of sent backwards, you know, by like 80 or 150 meters a second. And then I just make up for that quickly with thrusters and I'm on my way.
By the way, are you in open or the PG?
I'm in RPG right now.
Oh, okay.
And I think there's two scythes in here. They keep sending out sort of an orange pulse every once in a while, but they're flying in a formation kind of away from me.
Nice. Also, hi, Chig, who's sneaking in and out.
Yeah, Chig sneaked in here a second ago.
Well, hi. I was hearing you guys talking about the pulse. Are you sure that there's like a charging phase? I swear, as long
I mean, that's what the thing says. Like if I can squeeze it right now on stream, I can just push the button
Yeah, it's like a quick charge.
It doesn't
charge
say charging. I just lied.
Yeah.
I just did it right in front of everybody, and it does not say charging.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God. Like, just, when I
there's
see
no text pulse, whatsoever.
Yeah, when I see, for me, it's not like a pulse. It's like a bubble expanding out, it looks like to me, you know.
And well, I've never looked at it from outside, so that's why it didn't make sense to me.
Oh, you mean the wave from the actual Titan?
Yeah. Is that what we're talking about? I thought that's what
pulse wave neutralizer, yeah.
But you're right. So I just pushed the neutralizer right now, and I always thought it said charging. Maybe the other one says that, but this one doesn't. Like the regular shutdown field neutralizer says charging, or maybe I'm having like a Mandela effect.
I think you're having some kind of Mandela
really?
Effect. Yeah, I really do. I swear, because I would just wait until it gets relatively close. Then I would start, you know, using it just like I would use the shutdown neutralizer.
But with the shutdown neutralizer, you have a second. You have to sort of let it fill up and do that little sound effect, the little like bwom sound effect, right, before it's in full effect and will actually protect you.
I always thought the bwom was the sound of the shutdown field going.
Your own device makes a sound, and it's a similar sound when if I fire it here.
No, I I'll think you're again. Making stuff up. No, you're out of your mind.
It was because of the Tyri's Elite that I was able to figure out what I was doing wrong and get through and see and fight the Titan for the first time, and it's been a blast.
Well, good.
See, now I don't know what I'm doing right, and I just think I've been lucky this whole time. So now
it's possible. Yeah.
I will say that when I do it, I very rarely get it exactly the way I want it to be. Usually I'm a little late, and the wave washes over me before that bar is full. And I get like sort of a minor pushback. It doesn't send me flying. It just kind of slows me down quite a bit, and then I speed back up. So it's like in the fuzzy zone, it's fine.
Oh, interesting.
We're calling it the fuzzy zone.
Tyrannus' cloud is a different color now. It's a much darker green.
Yeah, it's a deep green. It's very dark in here.
It's like a blood green for.
Although
as the hearts die, the color changes.
Since I've been in here, I think the star has come around the planet, and now it's more well lit. But anyway. Now there's three enemy ships in here.
Three enemy ships?
Yeah, there are some active ships that arrived while I was here. They're scythes. I can hear them clicking, and they keep doing theirs. They just did it
Thargoid
right now.
Thargoid enemy vest. Okay, gotcha. I thought you were talking. Okay.
No, so there's scythes patrolling. Who knows what they're looking for? Maybe survivors. I don't know. There are deactivated interceptors in here. And there's just a bunch of chunks of stuff, and there's materials. I've collected one, Thargoid Carapace or something like that, which was a new material to me. New discovery. Oops, there's a scythe down there. He's getting very close to me. Oh my god, nope, that's an interceptor. He just whizzed right by me without even saying hello. Bye.
I tried to sneak in there this morning to get a little bit of damage before work, and I got interdicted literally like 15 times on my journey. Yeah, it's just again and again and again and again. I'm like, Jesus H. Christ, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Hmm. Have you seen, have either of you, because everyone I asked has answered no to this question, have any of you seen hunters in a Titan system or at a Titan since we were told that they were pulled back from Tyrannus?
When they were first pulled back, I got pulled that next day by a double glaive, but I have not seen one.
But that was a hyperdiction, right?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why I was calling bullshit on the whole, it's not happening anymore, because that was my first time in, and then I never saw one again.
Mm.
So. I don't.
Because I have seen absolutely none, even at Ligong, where if they really wanted me to stop me from killing the other Titan, they would really send those glaives after me, right? I mean,
yeah, that'd be the way to stop us.
I saw one glaive at Ligong when I was there earlier, But okay. One of
maybe the, just very low ratio now.
Yeah. And it started shooting at one of the AXI commanders and he just turned around and slapped it and carried on with his life.
Just blew it away. Yeah.
Basically, it went that fast too. It was really funny.
Well, the sides in here really add to the atmosphere. They're doing sort of, it's sort of a greenish pulse because when they attack, they do a red pulse and then they send their collectors after you, right? And their breach, unknown breach device or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm. Which is going to be funny because I forgot my limpets.
Their Thargoid limpet.
Right, exactly. Their Thargoid hatchbreaker. But right now, they're doing their clicks every once in a while and they are doing this sort of, I can't tell if it's yellow or green, but it's
green from where I am, that little pulse. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's
a sensor. It has a funny sound associated with it. So yeah. Are they detecting? I don't know. I haven't gotten closer enough to either of them, but that interceptor whizzed around here for a little while, gave me a couple of very close flybys, like inside 500 meters and then just bugged out. Interesting.
What are we thinking? I see what, 3 hearts are down.
Yep, they're working on 5 to go, and it's just started, so it's around 10% damage so far. But the damage is going very fast. Those 3 have gone today. Although I think the first one was pretty heavily damaged coming into today, but
so this will not survive the weekend. That's for sure.
Not a chance. Tops. If it makes it to the end of Saturday, I'm going to be really surprised because the population of attackers is only going to go up from here.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm flying that way right now.
Caustic shards.
I want the decal with all the stars on it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I got some more damage in today. Plus, remember, everybody, for every heart you damage, you get arcs. And actually, I was online earlier because I was doing a little ship rearranging. And a heart was destroyed that I had shot earlier today. And I got a little blue alert on my ship that said Thargoid or Titan heart destroyed, arcs delivered or something like that. Like it said that I got arcs. It didn't say a number, but.
I shot the heart once this morning. Maybe I got some arcs. I have no idea.
Then you would have, yeah. When that one, because the one this morning would have been heart 2, which is the same one. So.
Well, I bought like that 100,000 arcs package when they pulled this stuff off because I was thoroughly impressed and
yeah.
I reward them and I hadn't given them money in a long ass time. So,
right.
So I have no idea how many arcs I have or not. I can't tell if I
got it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still very costly blood in here. Wow.
What's the pack with all the shit that gets bolted to your ship with arcs?
Do you mean a ship kit? Is he saying ship kit?
Well, no, the one ship kit that has like.
They all just turned blue. Lark, what did you do?
What did I do?
I think the Thargoids became alerted to your presence because they all just turned purple on me.
I haven't done anything yet. They're red to me.
Yeah, well, they would look red to you, but since you're my wingmate and they're purple, that means they're attacking you, or they're going to.
That means. Lark did something.
Oh, yeah, I see Lark them coming my way.
There's a scout that saw you, I think. Anyways, sorry, I interrupted. Go on.
No, I could take care of the scouts. It's fine.
The hazard kit, the one with the, like...
Okay. It looks all industrial and...
Yeah, I bought the industrial kit for my Mark II, and then I bought, like, the rust, where your ship looks all rusty and old. So, yeah.
Yeah.
The ship is
Raider pack.
Yeah, I have those for my Python. They're great.
I love that. I love the Raider pack. I put parts of it on Mamba.
Yeah, there's
because
the side.
It's really a good juxtaposition with the Mamba's elegant lines.
You and your big fancy words. All right, what about I gotta find where this thing is at.
What are you looking for? Ligong or
yeah,
Tyrannus?
Ligong. I think I'm in the right system.
Well, yeah. You know, have you heard of, can I introduce you to the galaxy map?
Yeah, well, I'm on that. Well, no, I'll go to, never mind. I needed to go to the system map. There it is. Oh, it doesn't show up just in, I haven't scanned the system or something, so I have to, it doesn't show up in the The scrolling part. Yeah, I'm not Ooh. With words good.
So tracks, I was inside of one of the size things when it went off.
Yeah, you were.
And my the little blue thing that it's been doing.
Yeah.
And it actually said scan detected.
Ah, so the pulse from the side is a scan. All right. I like that.
Neat.
Nice. Scan detected.
That's I'm debating cute. Trying to take them out. This thing's armed.
They're pretty tanky. They have like, you know, they have Medusa level hull armor.
Oh, frick.
I mean, it's you can do it. It's just going to take a lot of multi-cannon rounds. They don't do that much damage. If you haven't got any cargo to lose, they're not that big a deal.
I have a
that looks like a scout way over there.
Yeah, I have a Guardian plasma on this too. So, I mean.
Oh, well, if you can hit it with that, that would do the damage. Oh, yep. They turned red for me. They must have detected me.
But, oh, I'm getting shot.
I've got the attack. I've got the attack music. Yeah, we have a wing. We're at Tyrannus.
Oh, you're at Tyrannus. Never mind. I'm at Legon.
Yeah, we're drifting around the.
Okay, we're drifting around out here. It's utterly pointless.
All right. Well, if combat's going to happen, then we should close this sucker up. I think we've done all of our notes, and we even got a surprise visit from the Chig.
Hey, so that's exciting. Chig.
Yeah. Well, what is there, two now? Come on.
Well,
what are we talking about here?
You know. Bipolar and multi-personality and all that stuff.
Scout dealt with.
Who knows how many of me there are out there.
Yeah.
I know I don't.
All right, everybody. Well, this has been a very, very good episode of the Loose Screws podcast, and I hope you all enjoyed yourselves. And by very,
we mean lazy.
Hey, where is everybody?
This is the only people that could show up, so it's fine. Whatever. There wasn't that much to talk about anyway. So get in there, fight Legong. You'll want to get in there quickly to earn the things, and that's
you
it.
Mentioned
that's
the story. Get it on, banging Legong, get it on. Is that
yep? Exactly. Precisely.
That? All right.
Yep.
All right. Fair enough.
Good enough, everybody.
Everybody should go read Boobtron's thesis on AI analysis, where he compares it to a crystal. It's very enlightening.
There you go. There's a.
I'll have to go do that. Yeah, there's the homework for chat.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for joining me, Lark and Chig. And
where it's at.
That's right. It's where it's at. And, you know, come check the show notes for links. Join us in Discord. Support the show on Patreon. And buy merch from the merch store.
Yeah. And if you don't like it.
What the heck was that sound?
That's so random.
It's been a while since we've had one of those. So, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to attack the scythe because I'm out of caustic sinks. So,
All right. I guess it's happening.
Because that's what I do.
All right. They're starting to roar at me, so I better help Lark kill them. All right.
Good night, everybody.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.